And then, the last series I was really interested in was this Valley of Dry Bones. I'm obsessed with religious iconography and all the ways we talk about religion and myth. So this really struck me. What's going on in this? How did this come together?
This is just a hodgepodge of images that I've been taking for a long time, right? So I the first images I started making were kind of these religious things that I would find on the side of the road, right? And I've kind of just stuck with it. And it has to do with kind of like growing up with religion, but it, like culturally, but never quite adhering to it, right? But you know, no, just it's always around me, right? And I just, I think when I first picked up the camera, I was like, I think the more you start looking at stuff, like you get fixated on certain things, right? And mine just happened to be yeah, images of like crosses and iconography and statues and stuff like that. So that's yeah, I mean, like I would explore kind of abandoned spaces and you know find these just it was either religious or kind of pseudo religious or like conspiratorial in some way or was kind of some part of the American id. I don't it's not really a I need to work on the kind of the wording behind it a little bit better. It's I think it really just boils down to this is like this when I'm if I'm driving around photographing, this is like the crap I see.
And
And
I
I think it also goes along with the idea of I have another kind of similar thing going on and at Worth Ordinary, which was originally my undergraduate body of work, but I've kind of just extended it further. So, yeah, just kind of driving and seeing what's out there, right? And most of it is, I would say, yeah, 99% of these images were made in Appalachia, or at least in the South. So,
Very
well,
cool.
they're all made in the South.
Is that Abe Lincoln in a parking lot?
I love this photograph.
I remember
It
seeing this one. I was just like, what's he doing there?
well, go back to it. There's a story.
Let's hear it.
So I don't know if you're familiar with the East Kentucky cultural icon known as Eric C. Conn.
No.
Well, he was a disabilities lawyer and social security lawyer.
Gotcha.
And he was kind of the kingpin of kind of opulence in kind of Floyd and Pike counties.
Gotcha.
But as a kid, I remember driving with my parents to go visit family on Route 23 and seeing him plastered everywhere, right?
Yep, I know
Yeah, but he is the he got indicted and
it.
thrown in jail for the largest Social Security fraud in American history.
Oh my God.
So, laundering, I think, $500 million
Oh
at the Social Security system.
my.
So part of it is like there was a Robin Hood quality to him because he was getting assistance to people really quickly. because of corrupt means, though.
Mm-hmm.
But these, like, everybody that applied for, what they like for disability or Social Security benefits or whatever, they needed it, right?
Right.
And usually they're waiting up to, I don't know, could be a couple years or whatever to get that assistance, or if they ever get it, right? And he expedited that process very illegally, though. But and there was like I don't the guy is complicated, I think. I mean, there was some sleaze factor to him, but I think that there was some noble stuff about him too. But anyway, that's kind of some backstory there. This is his compound. It was kind of like a series of trailers
Okay.
in Stanville, Kentucky, which is either in Floyd or Lawrence County. I can't remember. I think it's Floyd. Anyway, I think it was $500,000
Okay.
he spent on getting this Lincoln Monument on his compound. It was seized by the federal government, and it was taken to I think some historical site in Kentucky. But it's like the second largest marble statue of Abraham Lincoln. And I didn't know this at the time, but when I took this photograph, like, it was 5 days earlier that he had just gotten
Oh, wow.
he tried to flee the US, and I think they found him in, I can't remember, some Latin Central American
Oh,
country or something. The FBI got him, and then so this is kind of like it's one of those, I use it when I'm teaching, is like there's sometimes like an underlying story to these the images that you make that you're like, oh, that's interesting. It's a big old, Abraham Lincoln on the side of the road.
right.
Turned out to be this, large, story that I didn't even know was unfolding.
Right. Very, very interesting. Huh. Cool.